Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Got a couple texts. Got the list for the Tackle Box Tim Fish and Tackle Contest, and got working on getting the list for the Muzzleloader Contest, so we'll be giving those away soon. Let's see. Captain Don said there's inundated with spotted lantern flies in Stony Beach, Anne Arundel County. And Joe said that it's the heaviest crop of acorns he's ever had at his property in Baltimore County. Deer all over the place. He's got to use the leaf blower to get them off his driveway every day. And that's pretty good. Let's see. What else we got here? The list keep coming. Let's see. Yep, look at that. Any callers on the line there, Aaron, at the moment? Ah, I'm so surprised. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan.
Morning, buddy. How are you? Good.
Really, really good. The Upper Bay right now, I guess the skinny resident fish that we were seeing have dissipated or moved on. I know they're pretty good bite. Guys, topwater fishing up in the flats, the southern end of the flats. But we were eeling yesterday for half a day. My friend, he's on it. He's the boat that everybody follows. We got on an eel bite that was just nonstop. I don't know how many. It's three of us in the boat, and we had multiple triples.
Hook up.
Obviously, as you... We were on commercial fishing, and we were doing really well.
Good, good.
Yeah,
they looked like some nice fish. What were the sizes?
They were averaging probably 5 to up to 10 pounds. We probably had a few that were pushing 12 pounds.
That's nice. Nice fish.
You know, had that beautiful color. You know, that fresh color, dark purple. Gills,
yeah.
Tells me they're fresh out of the ocean.
Yeah, ocean run fish. Yep.
And they were fat. You know, the yield we're going to get, the ones we sell that we clean, and then the other fish. They're just the beautiful fish. You're going to get much better yield.
Yeah.
40% yield.
Yeah, the latest I fished for rockfish 1 year was in November with Captain Roy Leverone out of the Rod and Reel Dock. Roy's gone now, and I can't remember the name of his boat, but we caught those ocean run rockfish, and they were absolutely gorgeous fish. They were little footballs. I mean, they were so fat, full of sea lice, and you just tell they were fresh fish. You know, they just. And that's what you're telling me you're catching up there now, these ocean run fish that have swung in here on their way south. So that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
They certainly didn't come in for the food, did they?
No. Another thing we had a really good time with is the catching blue cats. We moved off to a spot inside the gunpowder, really right within the line of crab pots. Where they're, you know, they're restricted to where they can't come in. There was a fleet of boats there putting the hurts on the blue cats, which my daughter cut one open, Alan, that she caught in the Tiki Lee rockfish tournament. That thing had probably 30 crabs in it, Alan. This is one rockfish. It had 30 little
one catfish.
Crabs in it.
Wow.
Blue catfish.
But yeah, they're the vacuum cleaners of the Chesapeake Bay. I was talking to somebody the other day that was telling me about the Menhaden ships. They don't always throw the purse seine around the whole school with the spotter planes, as I was led to believe that was the technique. They actually vacuum those fish up from the schools. They pull right into the school, and the vacuum ship sucks them up into the hold of the ship. Had you ever heard that?
Alan, I have no idea how they pillage the lower bay, but Alan, we haven't seen quality breaking fish and on the Menhaden. Like, we haven't seen that. I haven't seen it in years. It's been a long, long time. That used to be, we would go out up to Taps, go out to 7 and 9 foot knoll and have a great, great time topwater fishing.
Yep.
Because of the massive schools of Menhaden. Alan, that's a thing of the past. That was our fun fall in the winter fishery, and it's
that is a fall fishery, absolutely. You look for the gannets to dive in on those breaking Menhaden, those breaking LY. Let's clear it up. Menhaden, LY, and bunker are all the same fish.
Correct. Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that. But I'm learning how a fatty fish, you know, which they are, is very important to their diet because it gives them that body weight. It gives the rockfish and or any other fish their mass.
Sure. Sure.
You know their size, and they're just when they're not there, it's not healthy
yep.
to the fishery, for sure.
All right. Just like acorns with deer, you got to have that high fat content to, to build up the body mass and the energy and everything else. Absolutely, you know.
It runs in all of us, you know.
Well, yeah, I know. I mean, what would you rather have, a bowl of bran flakes or a big old fatty brisket?
My wife made a peach cobbler with vanilla ice cream out.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
my friend, that was for me.
that would send me into a coma. It really would. So.
It was, and it was a good coma.
I had to give it up, man. I did. I love my little soft ice cream sundae on an almost daily basis, but you know, I'd have to shoot the insulin in there like crazy, and I'm like, you know, this is not worth it. And actually, it has been worth it because my energy level's up and my weight's down, and I'm feeling really good. So I've stopped a lot of that stuff.
I've lost 10 pounds, Alan, using my Mounjaro, and I'm, you know, that stuff works, and I'm gonna stick with it. I think I can cast another 5 feet further now that I.
Well, that's all important, you know, especially when you're a little further from the spot that you should be than you should be. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I feel like that video of the fleet of boats. It's uncanny watching these fishermen, whether recreational, commercial, but we had a fleet of boats around us that I'll be honest with you, they're very, for the most part, very respectable, but just respectful to each other.
Sure.
How close they get to each other it amazes me. I couldn't do it with my boat, but my friend, he's mastered the art of doing this. This fishery, and if anybody needs a fix, north of the Pools Island, they're up there, Abbey, around Abbey Point and whatnot.
Okay.
They're very plentiful. We moved to two or three different spots just to get away from the fleet, and everywhere we went to, we caught fish.
Wonderful. All right, buddy.
Healthy, Yep, take care.
All right, thank you, Lee. I appreciate the call. Appreciate the update. Have a great one. Let's talk to Bob in Parkville. Hello, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
I tell you, every day's a blessing, right?
It is, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to mention Clyde's. They've absolutely the best selection. I've been going there for years for shad darts for going up on the Deer Creek for the shad run.
Yeah.
They've got the best selection of anything you need, especially when you need all these goofy color combinations, pink and black and chartreuse and green and whatnot. And they're, President, with the 10 ball bearings, by far the best reel I've ever used.
It's a good reel. It sure is.
I've got them now, too, on the St. Croix rides.
Yeah.
For the average fisherman, it's a very high quality reel that you can use for a long time, and it's just so smooth.
Yep. I like it.
And they're great. I've put many bass and rockfish on them.
Yep.
My first reel was a Mitchell 308 back in the 70s, and believe it or not, I don't use it anymore, but I still have it just for the sentimental value of it.
That was my dad's go-to reel. He loved trout fishing, and that was his trout, and a Garcia rod. He used a 308. I have several 300. I actually have a 300 that does not have any markings on it. I think it says Garcia. I think it was before Mitchell came along, and I picked that up at a yard sale, I think. But it's time to start jettisoning some of this stuff, because I got a collection of spinning reels that are just, you don't see them, you don't find them.
And a couple of the different clubs around it, there's one up in PA, Hopewell Fishing Game. They have programs where you can donate the reels to them, and they use them up and give them to kids starting out.
Yeah, that's good.
Youth programs, so you might look around at that.
I might. I got plenty of rods and reels to do that.
And reuse them. And like I say, a kid always remembers his first rod and reel, like the first fish he ever caught.
Exactly.
Dad took me down Dundee. It was a rainy day. Back then we just rode out.
Yeah.
And it was grassy and swirls every which way. I'm pretty sure that's the first time I ever went bass fishing with him. I don't know how old I was, but I had a hula popper on.
Hula popper, man.
And he said, when you see that swirl, cast it right to that swirl. And after about 100 casts, I finally did it, and I picked up a big bass. Now, to me, it was a 10-pounder, I'm sure.
Of course.
No more than three or four.
Yep.
I had my rod bent. I was like, Dad, take my rod. He said, no, it's your fish. You bring it in.
That's right. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that was, like I said, I can still remember casting that, that green with the white rubber bands on it.
Ooh, yellow belly. Green frog green with a yellow belly. Yep.
Yeah. Fun times.
You're bringing back some memories from when I was a kid fishing in southern New Jersey. I've mentioned some of the ponds we used to go to in southern New Jersey. One of them still there, Boswick Lake. Mm-hmm. Gary Boswick owned it at the time, and he had some 10-foot prams, and you'd row these prams out there and fish. And my dad's buddy was a fly fisherman, and he could lay a fly next to a lily pad with the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad was fishing a hula popper, and caught back to back 5-pounders.
He was
over the moon at that point with the bass.
Wow, so, he probably didn't sleep for a week.
He didn't. He was excited.
Oh, that story every person he sees.
Exactly. So.
Yep.
Hey, Bob, appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yeah. As I said in the beginning, every day is a blessing. Enjoy it.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
Every time your program comes on.
I got it. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it, buddy. All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. I think we'll do our second break. Did we do our first break yet? Aaron, did we do our first break? He must be on the line. All right. Well, let's do this. Aaron, are you there? Okay, did we take our first break yet? I guess we didn't. Let's do that now. And then we'll do Tackle Box Tim. All right, folks. Listen, I'm supposed to talk about fireplace inserts, and that's what I'm going to do. We have a Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now, Backyard Billy's helped us greatly with our selection. They know their stuff. They know their product. And their prices are great. Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. And we enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from this wonderful gas fireplace insert. If I want to warm the room up for a few minutes, I hit the button, set the temperature for a couple degrees higher than it is in the room. 10 minutes later, room's comfortable. Hit the button, turn the insert off, and the room stays nice and toasty. If I want to maintain it, I just leave it on, and it continues to heat. And it's beautiful. It looks like a real fire burning over there in the firebox, that's for sure. It's got the, you know, it's got the artificial logs in there that look absolutely real. It's got the little glass beads that represent embers, and it's gorgeous. And it's got a beautiful fan on it that, you know, blows the heat out the top of the unit and fills the room pretty quickly. Hearth America Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And need you to check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves, too, for your primary or your alternative heat source. Maybe you got an outbuilding, a garage, or something like that. And don't forget, Backyard Billy's carries the pellets as well. Pellets by the bag or pellets by the pallet. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You will be ready for the coming chilly weather. Hurry up. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That number is 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Get off to the right. Stay right. Right on the Drummer Drive, and you're right there in front of, well, you're right there in back of where you'll arrive at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Now, our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, I looked at some of these the other day when I was over there. I looked at the A5. They got a whole big selection of A5 auto loader shotguns up there. I'm going to tell you about the A5 Hunter. New 20-gauge, that's for sure. It's a beautiful gun. It's got a gloss black anodized receiver finish, a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, and 3 choke tubes. Fiber optic front sight and ivory mid-bead sight, ideal for hunting and sporting clays. They've also got, for sporting clays, the Satori, all the Satori models. Beautiful handling over and under shotgun. The Satori CXT is a crossover design with a lightweight ported barrels, a vented high post rib and side ribs, Vector Pro forcing cones, and it's got a high rib trap model available too. And then there's the White Lightning, and there's the Field model and all the other stuff as well. The Maxis 2 in Arc camos, another auto loader shotgun, reliable gas-operated auto loading shotgun. The Maxis comes to your shoulder very, very easily and is a beautiful waterfowl shotgun for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Stop by and see them all at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 21227 Lansdowne Halethorpe. Clyde's has been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. They got a high recommendation from one of our last callers, ClydeSportsShop.com, for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade by sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. Man, it's so nice out here.
All right.
I wouldn't care if I was fishing.
Let's go to Tackle Box Tim, and we'll get the drawing completed for the High Tide Lures fishing tackle giveaway by Tackle Box Tim Sherman. Good morning, Tim. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. What's going on?
Last few weeks, I had a chance to get out and do a little bit of fishing.
Yeah.
The 7th, 8th, 9th, we did our annual veterans thing where we take some veterans and their families out, and we took about, I'd say, 40 or 45 blue cats out of the ecosystem in about 10 hours of fishing time over 3 days.
Good, good, wonderful. Glad to hear you're doing your part, that's for sure.
I had the honor of having a father and son on board where the son caught his first ever fish.
Nothing wrong with that, brother.
That always warms the heart.
No question.
Especially last year he was with us and he didn't catch anything, and he was really, really in a moping mood after that. But this year,
yeah.
I got him a fish, and the next day he went out with my friend Randy, and they went a little further up in the river and put a hurting on him. So,
I'm glad to hear that.
He's well averse to blue cat fishing now. And I was down the beach last week with a little bit of weather coming in, kind of canceled our backwater trip, but we did something I haven't done in a while. I caught some fish out of the surf.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, it's been a long time since I caught anything out of the surf. A long time.
It was nothing big, a couple of whitings, some spot. I did catch a undersized flounder out of the surf, which I had never caught a flounder in the surf before.
That's different, yeah. Now, you say whiting, you're talking, the common name is kingfish, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, delicious. Did you eat them?
No, actually, they were like 6-7 inches, Alan.
Oh.
They were worth the size of keeping.
Yeah.
Even though there is no size limit that I read in the regulations.
Right.
But the spot became bait for bluefish, yeah, and crabs.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, but the kingfish, yeah, man, they are delicious. Absolutely.
That's what I heard, and I was hoping that we'd have caught some sizable ones, because I was looking forward to having something fish worthy to have for a little bit of a meal. But
yeah, absolutely. Well, it's all right.
This coming week I'm going to take the opportunity to get out and do some fishing locally. So
good for
looking forward to the fall run.
Yep. All right, my friend. Well, let's get that random number generator rolling.
Okay, random number generator. The number is number 7.
Number 7. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hang on here. Number 7. All right. It looks like we have a winner. Michael Huber. Michael Huber. I'll send you that information.
I look forward to it.
And we'll give Michael a call after the show, unless he calls in, and have a chat. But congratulations to Michael Huber on the fish and tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman.
Hopefully,
and if he
get a chance to get out there and use them, it's really geared towards this season with the top water and the shallow running shad.
Yeah. Well, you got to get up there to the upper bay. If you heard Lee, he said there's a fresh run of ocean run rockfish in here right now, big fat fish. So that's good.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to running into when I get out there on Tuesday. The word has spread, and I've got a few spots. Fortunately, I know we don't have the menhaden around Allen, but we do have the population of gizzard shad in the upper bay. That anything in the shad family is a fatty fish.
Oh, yeah, no question, no question.
Just about every river in the upper bay, and even some in the lower bay, up in the upper reaches of those rivers, have gizzard shad. So
yeah.
I think we're good for keeping the weight on some of these fish this fall.
Well, let's hope so. But you know, it wasn't looking good earlier with the resident fish. That's for sure. But yeah. You know, they depend on the. I don't think we realize how much the menhaden is. How important, the most important fish in the bay is what it's called.
Absolutely.
And it's been devastated. So, all right, Tim, thanks for your role today. We appreciate that. We'll get a hold of Mike and we'll go from there, okay?
All right, Alan. Hey, have a great weekend.
You do the same, buddy. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. I'm about to have the beginning of a good weekend because we're going to give a muzzle loader away. So let me see how many names we have here. Wow, that's a lot. I didn't count them before now, but I should have, I guess, huh? Ha, 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 ha. Okay. That's a lot of names, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, we got a lot for the muzzleloader.
Yep, and we'll get more as muzzleloader season comes up. It looks like it's a little light, about 45 names, something like that. Well, no, it's more than that. It's more like 55, because I've got my own list here from email. All right, let's roll the numbers, and here we go. Number 16, let's see who that correlates to. Have you that name in just a minute here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Looks like Jim Furlkolb. I don't know if I'm saying that right, Jim, or not, but Jim, you're the winner of the muzzle loader, Jim Furlkolb, and it's an unusual spelling. I'm not even going to try. But, Jim, we've got your name and number, and congratulations. If you're listening, give us a call. You are the winner. If not, if you're not listening, I will give you a call right after the show, and we'll go from there. So, very good. Congratulations, Jim. You've won the CVA Wolf muzzleloader, stainless and synthetic, with the Hawk 3-9x40 straight wall, muzzleloader shotgun scope installed by my buddy Doug Priest at Tuckahoe Gun Works and Hydrographics. I was there yesterday, as a matter of fact. Had a CVA Acura with a sticky stock, which is a DuraTouch finish, which breaks down after a period of time and becomes very sticky. CVA replaced it. I put the replacement, Doug put the replacement stock on in a few minutes, and I'm good to go. I'm getting ready to go out and shoot that gun. Might use that this year. We'll see. All right. Very good. Just got a text from somebody. Yeah, congratulations. Yep. Yep, we'll try again next time, folks. We'll get your name on the list, and we'll make sure that everybody's name is on there. Yes, indeed. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So we've got two winners, Jim and Mike, if I remember right. Congratulations, and we'll get in touch with you folks after the show, unless you decide you want to call in. We'll be more than glad to talk to you on the air. Let's take our next break. Why don't we do that, Aaron?
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optics systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know, Hawk Optics is known for carrying and creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters, and this year Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XP Zoom 30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology, that's what the FFP is for, to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close-up shots? Zoom out. Long range shot? Zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. This scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420. That'd be mine. 420 to 465 and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more at HawkOptics.com. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. Aaron, anybody on the line, buddy? Don. Okay. Good morning, Don. How are you? Did you say Douglas or Don? What? Who did you say? Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, too. Call back, 410-WCBM680, 410-922-668. People are getting in their deer blinds right now. I mean, we got a text from, or I guess it was email from somebody who was in a hurry to get in his blind, so it's all good. I guess it's a ground blind of some kind, so good. All right, 410-WCBM680, 410-922. The October muzzleloader contest starts now. Enter by calling in. You can call in today and Aaron will start a new sheet for us for October, or you can email me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. We'll be more than glad to put you in the contest. So put on the subject line, if you're going to send an email, CVA contest, muzzleloader contest, that type of thing. I think we're all through with the fish and tackle giveaways for the year. I think September was the end. So it's muzzleloaders from here on out. So there we go. All right, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So I was talking about sticky stock. I was talking about the DuraTouch coating on thousands and thousands and thousands of gun stocks. It was a finish that was put on the synthetic stocks to make them a little more scratch-resistant, a little quieter, something like that. But the DuraTouch over a couple of years tends to break down. And I have two of those stocks. One was a CVA Acura with a black stock, solid black stock. CVA is aware of the problem. You send them the serial number of your firearm and you know, tell them you're having sticky stock issues, and they will replace the stock. So they replaced the black stock with a beautiful camo stock for me. And as I mentioned, Doug up there at Tuckahoe Gunsmith and Tuckahoe Gunworks and Hydrographics replaced that for me. It didn't take long. When you have the tools and the technology, it doesn't take long to replace the stock. So can't wait to shoot that one this year. It was kind of just sitting around here because of sticky stock's terrible. I was gifted a gun here not long ago, a Weatherby 300 Weatherby Magnum that also has the same fate. And the door touch is broken down, and I called Weatherby, or I emailed Weatherby. They said, ask me if I was the original owner. Ask me for the serial number. Ask me if I was the original owner. I told the truth and said, no, I'm actually the third owner. And they said, sorry, can't help you. If you were the original owner, we'd be more than glad to replace it. But pick a stock from our website lineup, and we'll get your price. So, you know, I haven't pulled the trigger on that yet. They run anywhere from $139 to $199. And you wouldn't think that'd be bad for a replacement stock. It's not, you know, given the fact that it's a Weatherby and I have no investment in it. So I'll eventually pick a stock, but, you know, that'll be a gun if I ever venture west for big game or Canada for, you know, some large antlered animal. I'll be more than glad to shoot that gun in as either the go-to or the backup gun. I'm going to stick with the 300 Weatherby Browning, or 300 Winchester, 300 Win Mag Browning A-Bolt that I have and have taken, took my first bear with it, or first Maryland bear with it. New Brunswick bear came from, with a first one with a 12 gauge light field slug, and the second one was a 404 grain power belt bullet fired out of a CVA muzzleloader. It might even be the one I just replaced the stock on, if I remember right. Maybe not. Nope. That one was a gun I gave to a young man who did not have a muzzleloader. So there we go. All right. So be it. Any callers on the line, Aaron? 410 WCBM 680.
We are all caught up right now.
All caught up. And we have a little time. We have a few minutes. That's amazing, Aaron. We have a break to do, though, right, at the end?
One more, yes.
One more. A couple minutes worth. All right. Be patient, folks. It won't be much, won't be a tremendous break. We do have to tell you about our friends at Hearth America and Backyard Billy's again. If you're looking to have some a heat source in your home, maybe you have that fireplace you want to put an insert in, well, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency and other top brands, and they also carry freestanding wood and pellet stoves in a lot of different dimensions and sizes and themes, for sure. Check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves for your primary or alternative heat source. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom. They have the expertise, they have the product knowledge, and they have the great prices. That's why we picked him after visiting four or five other places. BackyardBillies.com is a website. The Hearth America's Facebook page is the one to look on. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And one more time for Clyde's Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Clyde's has a number of Browning firearms. I looked at the rack the other day when I was in there, and I will tell you, there's some beautiful firearms there. There's the A5 Hunter in 20-gauge. There's the A5 Wicked Wings in vintage camo. The rifles that I want to mention is the BLR Lightweight 81 Stainless Takedown Rifle. It's a bolt-action rifle. It's a center-fire rifle in lever action. The rifle quickly takes down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish. It's got a matte stainless steel barrel, a gray laminated satin finish straight grip stock with checkering, and the barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount. Really nice-looking firearms. Swivel studs, true glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight as well. The BLR lightweight takedown rifle in a number of centerfire calibers. And then there's the BAR MK3, satin nickel receiver finish, polished blue barrel, oil grade finished grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, a high relief engraving on the receiver. It's got a shim adjustable stock for cast on and off and drop it to comb. For a semi-automatic rifle, the BAR MK3, available in a lot of centerfire calibers. Why not stop by your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227, just off Beltway Exit 9. Clyde's been around since 1957. The phone is 410-242-6108, 242-6108, ClydeSportsShop.com, open 7 days a week. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in four Craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon Craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81. 1 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. Our tackle box, Tim, High Tide Lures winners on the line. Good morning, Mike. How are you? Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I just texted your phone number to Tim, but I'm sure he'd like to have your address. Don't give it to me here, but I think he'll probably call you shortly.
Okay, that'd be great.
Are you in and around Baltimore?
Actually, I'm heading. I'm just about ready to get off 95 up here in Havity Grace.
Where you live actually?
I live in Anne Arundel County.
Anne Arundel. Okay, gotcha. All right, very good. He'll probably be able to mail that to you pretty shortly. So why don't we do this? When you hang up, when I hang up, when we hang up, why don't you stay on the line? Aaron will write your address down and text it to me. Will that be all right?
Yes, I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. So congratulations again. I hope you enjoy your tackle.
I'm sure I will.
Thank you. Love your show.
Hey, thank you. Who's that?
That's my daughter in the back seat.
Are you hunting?
My granddaughter's 16th birthday.
Oh, sweet 16. That's great. That's great. Has she got her driver's permit yet?
Yeah, it's scary.
The world's in trouble, right? They say that with every 16-year-old, you know?
Yeah.
I got it. Well, congratulations
very much.
Again.
I enjoy your show every time I'm out riding this time in the morning.
Right. Thank you. Hey, thanks for checking in, daughter.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. All right. See you, Mike. Thanks again. Appreciate that. All right. Love it. Aaron, where are we time-wise, buddy? I don't even know. Looks like we got a minute left or so, something like that. 20 seconds. I don't know. I can't teach anybody how to tie a knot in 20 seconds, so I'll just yak away here. So, yes, indeed. Hearing from a couple people already on email. There's a fellow that's in the record book. Yeah, we need that, Nick. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We'll take care of that for you. So we'll get in touch with the other muzzleloader winner. The muzzleloader winner, and let him know that everything's good. There's the music. Rescued by the music, finally. So, folks, I want you to say this to yourself every time you go. Get out, stay out, but especially stay safe. What can I do to stay safe today? What can I do to maintain my life? Don't do anything stupid. Be safe out there. Be absolutely safe with your firearms, with your bow, with your climbing tree stand, with your ladder stand. If you're getting up in, even in a ground blind, be careful where you point the muzzle of that firearm. So, anyway, that's my get safe message. Stay safe, get out, stay out, stay safe. Now my message is, remember, faith, family. And you can flip these two, friends and freedom, whichever you want first, please. But those are the ones we got to live by. Love your family, give them a hug, love the Lord. See you next week, same time, same station.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.